Chushevin Galatayr alumni, I get in Chodesh. I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. Rabbosai, we do not live in a vacuum, and we live in a world that's full of people. And we know that Kishem Shepar Sefayim Ma'in Neshuvas Kachda Yesayim Ma'in Neshuvas. So let me ask you, how is it possible to go through life and not have a confrontation with someone? We have neighbors, we have business people, we have mishpucha people mentioned in Besmedrish. And mezukma sezon lezhanka machloike, stich kamat emeglich. So the answer is, if you look into this week's parsha, this is the roadmap of machloike. I'm not saying the roadmap as zolzah machloike, or the vizoy mezol macha machloike, but it's the roadmap, oipse machtse chalike dayis, how to deal with it. The Torah starts with Vayikach Koyrech, and we all know Chazal Zuganin's Kol Machloike Shila Shem Shemaim Soifel Eskayim, that's Hill V'Shamay. Aine Soifel Eskayim, that's Koyrech Vadusoy. So you know, the saying goes Monday morning quarterback, Es Mezugim in the Halz Parshas Chikas, that you figured out that Koyrech's Machloike was Shaloi L'Shem Shemaim, okay, you know, Bekimshish Kakishim Bekelefadeim. It's like reading the last chapter in a novel, and you know exactly what happened. How does somebody know from the get go if it's a machloike l'shem shemaim or it's a machloike shaloi l'shem shemaim? When I have a disagreement with a friend, with a neighbor, with somebody in Besmedrish, with a business person, how do I know if that's l'shem shemaim or it's not l'shem shemayim? So the Groyser Rebbe Yonis and Eibshitz poses this question, and he says a moyer deki yisod. He says, if you have a disagreement with a person, but beitzim you really like that person, you have nothing against that person, it's just this ideology or this hashkufa. So stavisin, this is a machloike shil Hashem Shemaim. He says, Hillel and Shammai, hom zechlib got the havas nefesh. Some, they had their disagreements in halochazachin. Koyrech v'choladusim et satshayni, did not like anything about Moshe. Bayis mula surim, talashe kilet chaylis, basmidyami, they came to him at tozen zachin. Why? Because the whole metzias of Moshe and shuldigma, but irk them. So that is a machloikus ayin l'shem shemayim. This is something that we have the ability to soul search ourselves and to be very honest with ourselves. Yes, we go through lives and it's inevitable to have sometimes disagreement with people. But, lamach dich fragen, is that disagreement because I don't like you, or it's just in that hashkufa ideology or whatever it is? The gudel be Yisruel, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, had a gewohnt in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and he was involved with the local moisdis. There was once a time that a menal was hired and a moisid. Reb Shlomo Zalman found out something that this menal was doing that was against hashkufa satoire. He came out against this menal kol kiloi mamish mit kanuas. This menal, after a few days, figured he has no choice. He has to confront Reb Shlomo Zalman. Trembling, he walks up to Reb Shlomo Zalman's apartment. Reb Shlomo Zalman opens the door, and mamash at the movgrim of yain from the gedoy lador, put out kibbit, pyrus, and mezoinus, and coffee, and schmoozed with him. Walked him out the door. Walked him back down the steps. He's about to leave. He turns around to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Rebbe, I thought I'm going to come in, and you're going to give us my ribbon cup. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, Chas v'shulam, I really love you. I like you. My opinion, what I had against you, you know what my opinion against you is, and what, where I differ with you in Ashkofe and Chinuch. This manal later told the Talmidim and his family, he says, that taught me, really liked him. He had an issue with the way he ran things. So the word from him, Alten Biyan Rebbe, hat er gesucht azoi, se meeg zan chalike dayes, sal aber nisch zan pirid levuvis. And he said as follows, he says in Tfil, in the parshas, in the Sharosh, we have four parshas. By the Shalyat, she keneged alev, it's one long parsha. He says, but it's the Zelba parshas. He says, yes, we're allowed to have chalike dayes, but we shouldn't have pitted levuvas. So mega mul zan, and amul mizan, and amul dav zan, ashtik la machloike. But the machloike has to be l'shem shemayim, has to be something that we could soul search ourselves and see to it and really look ourselves in the mirror and say, do I have an agenda with this individual? Or there is something taka that needs to be fixed there. Alechtig and Shabbos and agit nechoydish.